This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's Supreme Court has struck down a law that allowed child sex abuse lawsuits from decades ago. The law gave victims a 3-year window to sue over abuses as far back as the 1960s. Justices cited the state constitution's ban on retrospective legislation, meaning a law that applies to conduct prior to its passage. The law was intended to allow child victims to bypass the statute of limitations and seek accountability. The state of Colorado has charged 6 people for allegedly forging election petitions to get candidates on last year's ballots. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Secretary of State's office said they noticed an issue when they rejected an unusually high number of signatures for a candidate petitioning in the 7th Congressional District, which covers the suburbs west of Denver. In hundreds of cases, the submitted name didn't match a real Colorado voter. In a few dozen instances, the listed voters were actually deceased. The state has now charged some of those petition circulators with misdemeanor perjury and a felony for attempting to influence a public servant. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Landowners wishing to protect wildlife habitats or provide wildlife-related recreation access to the public can apply for related funding from Colorado Parks and Recreation. Since the Wildlife Habitat Program started, more than $189 million has gone toward conservation easements and public access to river banks and other areas. Applications are due in October. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.